Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Coles here from Co-op Radio. We are doing in-touch interviews with community members and representatives from community organizations and groups around Austin who are supporting one another during the COVID crisis and continuing to organize programs and initiatives and events to keep community members in touch with each other and stable during this very difficult time. And also, given that it's June, we are celebrating the anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York City, wherein the LGBTQ community rose up and resisted police oppression in the Christopher Street neighborhood and inspired days and days of protests, not unlike the ones that we're seeing today in the wake of police violence against communities of color. So we're celebrating Juneteenth. And in order to help me do that today is Devin Harris from Austin Outpost. Devin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What is Austin Outpost? Give listeners a little sense of what the organization does, how they came about.
Austin Outpost was the brainchild of Clayton. Mm-hmm. Clayton is a brilliant organizer in this community, and he noticed that Austin, though we have the third largest LGBTQIA plus population per capita in the entire country, mm-hmm. we don't have queer community centers. And one of the big problems in Austin, as everyone knows, is traffic. No one wants to go, even 20 minutes to go to an event on the other side of the city and then maybe end up in traffic for hours. So instead, he came up with this brilliant idea to have Austin Outposts. So in every district, there will be a queer community center, an Austin Outpost, where you can go and connect with the queers in your area,
awesome.
Where we can have some of the elders plan like potlucks and bring all the community members together so that you can meet other people mm-hmm. in your area. You can have poetry slams or yoga or whatever wellness, whatever different wellness programming we want, we could also do.
Awesome.
We're working on also having therapy and just other programming to bring people together. I'm sorry, I'm really
No, this is awesome. That sounds like such a good program. I really appreciate you taking the time and telling us about it. So how did you know Clayton? How did you come to the project?
I knew Clayton through Queer Bomb. I'm one of the main organizers for Queer Bomb, our Austin's kind of alternative pride celebration every year, and he was one of my first friends through that, and he called me one day and was like, I have this project and I really want you to be a part of it. And so I'm the volunteer coordinator and just a general advisor for Quill
awesome.
And for Austin Outpost.
I remember it was one of the first queer bombs that I went to. But it was Big Frida at Red 7. It was probably like back in 2010. That was just like such a magical show. Every year Queer Bomb is like one of my highlights. What's going on with Queer Bomb this year?
We actually just had Queer Bomb. It was amazing. We did it
virtual.
I have to give a incredible shout out to my team. The work that they were able to put together in the like month of, okay, how do we go from having a live event? We were in the middle of fundraising to what does it look like to have a virtual event? And it came together beautifully. We were able to get kind of little like commercials, so to speak, from different community organizations so that we could let the queer community know what resources were available through this COVID time and how mm-hmm. everyone had adjusted. We had amazing speakers, and afterwards we had a wonderful dance party. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's great.
I was so incredibly proud of the team. It was amazing.
Oh, that's awesome. Are any of those speeches or anything available online so folks can go back and watch them?
Yeah, that's the best part of having this virtual
right.
virtual queer bond we had. All of our speeches will be put up online within the next month.
So awesome.
If you want to look back on it.
And can folks just Google Queer Bomb Austin to find those?
Yep. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Awesome. And back to Austin Outpost. What steps is Austin Outpost taking to deal with the COVID pandemic and the shelter-in-place orders?
Well, I mean, the hardest part, at least for me, I know it's been hard for a lot of people, mm-hmm. of being in this pandemic is not being with our community.
Right.
Especially this year. This is actually Austin's 30th year of having Austin Pride. And not being able to show up with your community, that was like obviously the hardest part of Queerbomb, is not being able to be surrounded by all these beautiful queer people in their full expression.
Yeah.
So this year, to make us not feel quite as alone, mm-hmm. Quell is putting together a Pride flag donation. So anyone in the city who would like a Pride flag can get one and put it outside of their apartment, their house, your duplex, wherever you live, just so that when you go on a walk around the city, you see that you are not alone. Not alone. We literally want to paint Austin Pride and just have all of the Pride flags out so that we can see that we're not alone. We have community. We have people around us that care and support us, and you know, see our queer neighbors.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Quell is the Quell Community Foundation, also, and. Austin Outpost is a project of Quell. Is that right? I'm just trying to get my organization
yes.
straight. Okay, cool. Well, Devin, given that June is the month of the anniversary of Stonewall, what's important about that memory and that community event to you?
I think to me the most important thing to remember that people often forget is that Stonewall and really the entire Pride movement happened because of trans folks that fought for their lives. That happened because of trans folks that fought for all of our lives, for all of our expression, our ability to be out and proud and free. Mm-hmm. And especially right now with the Black Lives Matter movement and the erasure of trans and non-binary folks, it's super important that we're highlighting and centering those lives and those voices. And I think that to really honor Stonewall and to really honor Pride Month and Stonewall, this is what, the 51st anniversary of Stonewall, to really honor that, mm-hmm. we have to be centering trans lives. We have to be centering non-binary lives and voices. Because without that, none of us are going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
We are only as liberated as the most oppressed of us. And if we're not working to liberate them as well, then this Black Lives Matter movement is never going to get anywhere.
Right. And that's such an important part of that that movement too, on what was it, June 28th, like the reason, like part of the inspiration of Stonewall was the resistance to police violence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And right now the people that are dealing with the most oppression and discrimination from police are trans folks, specifically Black trans folks. If as Black trans folks that get stopped by cops, they are the most likely to be assumed to be sex workers or to be assumed to be drug dealers or any of the things. Black trans folks are so terrified of cops in a way that the rest of us can't even understand, because they are more targeted than any of the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be standing up for their lives as well.
I'm just getting goosebumps. Absolutely. And I just want to say Tony McDade out loud right now. And remember all the Black trans folks out there who've been targeted by police and by bigots, and just to lift up their voices and their memories. And if people are interested in painting the town rainbow, painting the town pride, in order to celebrate Queerbomb and our LGBTQ community, and also Stonewall, how do they do that? Is that an online process, or is there a phone number they can call?
So if you go online, you can Google Austin Outpost, mm-hmm. or look up on Facebook.
Okay.
We have, you can donate. This project can only happen if we get donations from the community.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of amazing organizations like the Kind Clinic have offered to donate flags. But you can also go there and sign up for a flag yourself. So if you're interested in getting a flag for Pride, Austin's Pride is in August. If you're interested in getting a flag sent to you for Pride, and you can sign up there, and you can also go there to donate as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. And Austin Pride is in August, partly due to the heat, right? But I guess also because there's so many other Pride events happening in the month of June.
The month of June is quite busy. Yeah. And so we wanted to make sure that we had our own space to do Pride here in Austin.
Awesome.
It is super, super hot, but
yeah, right.
still a wonderful event.
Definitely. Well, we will, I'd love to reach back out to y'all so that we can remind people about Austin's Pride events happening, whether they're online or in person, so that people can come together and practice expression, even if it's not, you know, the full expression of a community, like you said, in person with dancing and music and friends, but we can do that online together if we need to, but maybe we won't. So let's stay in touch before August. And for folks who are looking to donate to the Quell Flag Project, the website is Quell Austin, that's Quell Austin.org. And you can also Google Quell or Austin Outpost, and you can find their social media pages that way. Devin, thank you so much for chatting with us. I really appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to sharing information about Austin Outpost and all of its different versions moving forward to keep the LGBTQ communities well supported with each other.
Thank you for having me.